Captain's log 7280.6. We are beamed down to the planet's surface to investigate why a settlement of 150 people are still alive after 3 years, while the planet has been bombarded by Bertrol rays, which are deadly to any human life form.
It's not too far now.
You still haven't explained what keeps you alive and healthy against the Bertrol rays.
We saw a scientific spa. Take a look at the beautiful flower. I was one of the first ones to discover the spores.
Spores?
Captain's log. I'm the only one left on this ship now. All the crew members have been infected by the spores, and they've beamed down to the planet's surface. Basically, it's mutiny. I have to plan my next move very soon, as this ship will not stay in orbit forever. Enterprise to Spock.
Yes, Jim.
I've joined you. I understand now.
Great news.
I'll be beaming down to the planet's surface.
See you soon. The captain is one of us.
Leave the ship, beam to the planet's surface. Leave the ship. But I don't want to leave the ship! That's it. Strong emotion destroys the spores. Spock.
Yes, Jim?
I want to bring a few things down with me. Could you come up and give me a hand?
I'll be right there. The captain may be a bit of a problem.
The traitor returns.
I'm not a traitor, Jim.
Devil-eared freak, whose father was a computer and his mother was an encyclopedia.
My mother was a teacher, and my father an ambassador.
Yes, and they were traitors, just like all Vulcans. And you have the gall to make love to that woman down there.
Please don't, Jim.
Does she know what she's getting, Spock? A carcass full of memory banks, who should be squatting on top of a mushroom. You don't belong in a starship, Spock. You belong in a circus. Right next to the dog-faced boy! Have you had enough? I'm sorry, Spock, for having to get you angry. But strong emotion kills the spores.
Yes. The spores have gone. Well, initiating a brawl between 500 crew members on the planet's surface is illogical.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Couldn't we relay a subsonic transmitter that we could transmit through the communicators?
It's certainly possible, Captain.
Captain. Striking a superior officer is a court-martial offence.
Well, if we're both in the brig, who's going to build the transmitter? Quite logical, Captain.